Saturday, May 15th. At 6 p.m., we met for task resolution in the boardroom. I spent a few minutes talking to Paul Ahern of the art department about what he does, and he described how they covered the mirrors at Petrosian, the restaurant where that night's winning team would indulge in the most expensive caviar in the world. The screen to cover the mirrors is called Hampshire Frost, a translucent plastic that blurs or diffuses any reflection, which is essential for filming there. The details are myriad in shooting a TV series. It turned out that vanilla was by far the most popular ice cream flavor, and the winning team, Mosaic, capitalized on that consumer preference by coming up with a vanilla-based flavor. This choice to me was common sense, and they won because of it. Off they went to Petrosian, and Melania and I went off to Atlantic City for an event at the Taj Mahal. While being greeted by hundreds of fans waiting outside Trump Tower, I asked them how they liked The Apprentice. I was reassured that we would have a strong audience waiting for the new series in the fall. Sunday, May 16th. A big day for me. My eldest daughter, Ivanka, was graduating from the Wharton School in Philadelphia. She did, as expected, incredibly well. We all went to the ceremony and luncheon at Wharton. It was a beautiful day. On the way back, we stopped at my golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, and checked things out with Ashley Cooper, who has done an incredible job of making this club such an outstanding success. We arrived back in New York in time for the second boardroom scene in which someone from the losing team, Apex, would be fired. This scene was rollicking and very complicated, considering that the teams were doing something as simple as selling ice cream. I couldn't remember a more compelling boardroom scene than this one, even including the firing of Sam and Omarosa. After being told that the winning team, the men, had dressed for the part in bow ties, I told the losing team that being dressed for the role is an important factor in business. In fact, it's a part of business, whether you like it or not. The losing team made no effort to come up with a dress motif that would set them apart. That was just one factor that contributed to their loss, but still an important one. We all felt a bit wiped out after this long encounter in the boardroom, but there was just enough time to get to Radio City Music Hall for a dress rehearsal for the big upfront show. I rehearsed the opening with Daryl Hammond, who played me perfectly, as usual, and Jeff Zucker. I got to fire Daryl, but I was hired by Jeff Zucker in NBC since I'm a ratings machine. Not a bad transaction. I told Daryl that I always wanted to play Radio City Music Hall, and from that stage, it truly is a wondrous place. Monday, May 17th. We had planned to do the third task assignment on the roof of Trump Tower that morning, but as it was foggy out, we would end up doing it in the lobby of Trump Tower. The film crews had to reset, so I went up to my office to meet with Bill Rancic, who was reporting for his first day of work. We also had some people from Dateline to interview Bill, and Carolyn and George came in for a meeting. Jim Dowd from NBC arrived, and we discussed the article in the New York Times business section today on the NBC lineup for next fall. Jeff Zucker's promotion to run the entire television entertainment operation of the new media conglomerate, NBC Universal, and the success of The Apprentice. The article was comprehensive and well written by Bill Carter, a writer I admire. I may have my tiffs with the New York Times, but they've got some terrific people, including Maureen Dowd, Herbert Muschamp, and David Dunlap.